I didn't join the police as a racist, but whilst I was in the police, I became one.
Hey everyone, welcome to Avant Regards Reactive Radio Show 11. 94.58 is going to be taken from films, film soundtracks, and dialogue from films. The other 5.42% will be a hodgepodge, mishmash of experimental sounds from other sources. At the moment, you're listening to Avant Regard introducing his show whilst tweaking on the Korg Monotron delay. So, hope you enjoy the show tonight. Expect it to be quite a bit of fun. And that's feedback. Please go.
Yeah, I was poor, dirt poor. I was born poor. My father worked in the sewers. Then came the Depression. They closed down the sewers. No more school. All I had to wear was one suit, nothing but patches, but clean. We ate meat once a year. My Palm Beach was hell's kitchen. I've been working since I was 7 years old. There's nothing I didn't do. I washed clothes, I shined shoes, I picked cotton. I was a boxer, a dishwasher, a striker, and a strike breaker, yeah. I worked on the railroad, I sang the blues, I played the piano. I was an engineer, an efficiency expert, a male nurse, an informer. I was everything, yeah. You're right, it's rough and it's tough where I come from. But if you got what it takes, we'll take what you got, and then some. What do you need? A pencil? Some paper? A screwdriver? A piano? You got it. You want two pianos? Here you are, two pianos. Now, goddammit, let's hear some music. If it's good, great. The sky's the limit. If you can't play, beat it. Who's next? What do you say? Then, one day, I got my chance, and I grabbed it where it counts. And that's how I got to be... Mr. This ain't no fairy tale. Empty hands, empty pockets, that's not my style. What do you need? You don't know? Well, I'm going to tell you what you need. To begin with, I'm going to tell you what the land of freedom is all about. Oh, they're not dreaming. Because that land exists. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been living like pigs. Open your eyes.
I didn't join the police as a racist, but whilst I was in the police, I became one. I didn't join the police as a racist, but whilst I was in the police, I became one. I didn't join the police as a racist, but whilst I was in the police, I became one. I didn't join the police as a racist, but whilst I was in the police, I became one. We just went out and made a beeline for whosoever we wanted to arrest. So you'd say you'd seen them try two or three car door handles. You'd seen them sizing someone up at a bus stop, and you'd see them put their hand towards a lady's handbag. People had no chance of proving their innocence. Evidence was planted. That was a common practice. And assaulting people was almost a daily occurrence.
They used to raid dances. I was in one particular dance where they battered down the door, beat up women, beat up men. There was countless police vans outside on Elm Park that night. And I was one of those, in one of the police vans, taken back to Brixton Police Station, my face pressed down to the floor. There was a boot upon my neck, upon my back, and then we were dragged out to the police cells, sitting in that cell and hearing the screams of the older guys along the cell corridor. It was just frightening. So that's when I realised that these stories weren't extravagances. It's actually happening.
The Occupy Army, if you like, and thinking of the people of Brixton as the enemy, that there wasn't a good person amongst them, that they were all criminals, that blackness equated with criminality.
Despite the close attentions of Brixton's police, there was one place where young black men did feel safe. Railton Road, in the heart of Brixton, was known locally as the Front Row.
It was the only place that you felt really comfortable, that the police wouldn't just always be able to grab you.
From this cruel world, we could go there and just be with our kin. We felt it belonged to the West Indian community.
Everyone gathered on the front line. They had pool places, they had gambling houses. It was just like a little activity place.
It was a hell of an activity down there. It was just always something going on.
Always. You know, that bang had the spirit.
It was the place to be, the place to be seen, the place where DJs practiced their rhymes, the place where you scored weed.
I made my livelihood from there. That was all over my head, to be on the front line and sell some dope, basically.
How did you find that before? Sure.
Take him out. You're a trespasser. We are sorry. We are sorry we've got to knock your house down. We are sorry you've got to move your mother. We are sorry that we've got to destroy this community.
I don't really remember.
Bright green and cream.
A really nice maroon uncut mocha.
Seven. us now. Hold that trailer there. Now, move the trailer off. Right, now I want the old man with white hair and glasses to cross the road. Come on, quickly. Look this way. Now walk off to the left. Okay, fine. Now let's have the man in the pink cap. Put the cigarette in your mouth. Good. And I want the two girls to come in from the right, talking to each other. Now I want the Jamaican family. Father first. Look in front of you. Now the mother of the two boys. And I want the smaller boy to point to the right, down past the glass behind him. Until the girl chewing gum walks across from the left. Okay, now, the van, the woman and the boy, the man with the bag of chips, the car roof, the whole car, the old man, the car and the boy, the motorcyclist and the lorry. Now, when the woman in the window looks in this direction, I want everything to move a bit further away. Let's have the man in the white boiler suit coming in from the right. Stop at the lamppost and fold your arms. Now, look around you. Walk back to the left again. And look left and right as you cross the road. Now, I want the man reading Exchange and Bart to come in from the right. By and bites his nails, two pigeons fly past from right to left, two boys run past from left to right. The woman in the window looks this way and then goes on talking. In a second, I want four boys to come from the left, and I want one of them to look this way and flap his arms up and down. I'd like the boys to remain in more or less the same position while everything else moves to the left and goes away a bit at the same time. Lift up your arm. Now bring it down. Now I want the man with the turban and briefcase to come in from the right. And now the van marks University of London, Senate House, London WC1. In the cinema queue, I want to see a boy and his mother. The boy will be about 8 years old and his mother about 32. They'll both have collar-length hair, his dark and hers fair. She will be wearing a suede head coat with a white imitation fur collar. They'll be talking to each other and looking around them. Now, I want the man coming in from the left with a great big cap to put on his glasses. The boy will look at his watch and yawn, then look at it again and say something to his mother about the time. Three children eating chips, the French woman, the window cleaner in his van, the greengrocer, the pigeon, the red jaguar, the taxi, the man, the van, the negro with the briefcase and the newspaper, the woman firmly gripping... The woman firmly gripping the hands of her two young sons. They stop. And now they cross the road. The man in the grey...
Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? Is that possible? It is possible. He has. Not only Senator Kennedy, oh my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. And another man. Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? Is that possible? It is possible, ladies and gentlemen. He has. Not only Senator Kennedy, oh my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. And another man. Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? Is that possible? It could be. It's a possible, ladies and gentlemen. It is possible. He has. Not only Senator Kennedy. Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. And another man. Senator Kennedy has been shot. Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? Is that possible? It could be. It's a possible, ladies and gentlemen. It is possible. He has. Not only Senator Kennedy. Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. And another man. Senator Kennedy has been shot. Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? Is that possible? It's possible, ladies and gentlemen. It is possible. He has. Not only Senator Kennedy. Oh, my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. And another man.
Situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio. And the tent was suddenly filled with an announcer's voice speaking Komi. Then with music from Moscow, followed by English and French speech.
The recording was made at the Moscow Theater of Musical Miniatures.
Now, back to modern times.
Your attention, please. At the recommendation of the International Time Bureau, commencing at 23 hours, 59 minutes, 60 seconds UTC, an extra second will be inserted into the NBS timescale. This adjustment is required to maintain internationally coordinated universal time as broadcast from these stations in close agreement with UT1, or astronomical time.
WA6ODB with a question.
And,
do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
And about power. We got so much power now.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
We got so much power now. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
Power and all that. That's power. We got so much power. That's ridiculous.
We have
power now. It's ridiculous.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
It's not even funny.
You must.
That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many.
It's not even funny.
You must.
That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many.
That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many times.
That's ridiculous. It's not even funny.
You must.
It's not even funny. It's not even funny.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
It's not even funny. How many time zones?
Yeah. We have four in this country, right?
How many time zones?
Yeah.
Hello? 1, 2, 3.
Four in this country, right?
Yes, sir. 4, 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
Right?
1, 2, 3. Yes, sir. 4 time zones?
Yeah. We have four in this country, right?
No, sir.
We have
four. Yes, sir. And,
you know how many time zones they have?
Yes, sir. No, sir. I never really studied that up.
11.
11. It's not even funny.
That's 11.
11. That's ridiculous.
11.
11. Well, that's what we can do. We can go anywhere because we live here. We can go anywhere else.
But not only the right of free travel, I'm saying 11.
11. 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
11.
11.
That's how big they are.
Yeah. 11.
That's how big they are.
Yeah, I can believe that. I'm a firm believer in that.
Right?
1, 2, 3. 4. Yes, sir. 1, 2, yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Soviet Union, the whole half the size of the world.
Yeah.
And we're just one little tenth of the globe.
Yeah.
They, when you talk about fighting, we're a country that we're a firm believer on Christ, and it's called help thy neighbor. Do not kill, do not, you know, steal, cheat, lie from everybody. That's why we have to have computers, because, man, nobody is perfect, you know? It's not even funny. And about power, man, nobody is perfect, you know?
So what is your point?
Nobody is perfect, you know?
So what is your point?
There's two things they'll talk about. One's politics, the other one's religion. The reason you don't talk about them is because they combine in each other. You know what I'm saying?
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
You know what I'm saying?
Don't you kid yourself. Thanks, Glenn, for the... just thanks for the good thoughts.
However, listeners in East Asia may continue listening on the following shortwave frequencies. 6110, 7230, 9565, 9760, 15160, and 15425 kilohertz.
Innocence is a feeling. Awareness is a feeling. How does it feel to stop feeling? You may discover violence at a time when an entire country learns to feel nothing.
America's wonderful. Wonderful, 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 wonderful. It really makes it.
Paramount Pictures presents Medium Cool.
Psychedelic dungeons pop.
opposite dynamics that are happening in society. We don't deal with the static things. We deal with the things that are happening. We deal with the violence.
Five cameramen have been killed. One guy in Germany, he was beat to death by a mob. Just literally stoned, beat to death for UPI. The cop thought he was taking pictures for the police. Wherever I go, I'm beat up.
Get the guys with the cameras!
I mean, I wouldn't want to teach in the schools in this neighborhood.
Why not?
People down in here use sticks, rocks, guns, and everything down in here.
Nah, you don't use rocks, do you?
Yeah, I don't. They do.
The object of this one is speed, power. So, we work on both. You see? Really, the object is to knock the other guy's brains out.
The third in the series was brought to you as a public service by station WHJP News Department. Stay tuned for the late show, next on Channel 8.
Now, I know your husband can't come charging through the door. It'd be too corny. I'd delete you.
The station's been letting the cops and the FBI study our footage.
And you're putting me on. You're kidding me. What am I, a fake? How can I go out and cover a story? It's a wonder more cameras haven't been smashed.
This story is about Howard Beale, who was the network news anchorman on UBS TV. In his time, Howard Beale had been a mandarin of television, the grand old man of news with a hot rating of 16 and a 28 audience share. In 1969, however, his fortunes began to decline. He fell to a 22 share. The following year, his wife died, and he was left a childless widower with an 8 rating and a 12 share. He became morose and isolated, began to drink heavily, and on September 22, 1975, he was fired, effective in 2 weeks. The news was broken to him by Max Schumacher, who was the president of the news division at UBS. The two old friends got properly pissed.
Last night, I was awakened from a fitful sleep shortly after 2 o'clock in the morning by a shrill, sibilant, faceless voice.
I couldn't make it out at first in the dark bedroom. And I said, "I'm sorry, you'll have to talk a little louder."
"What do you want me to do?"
"Nothing." And the voice said to me, "I want you to tell the people the truth." Not an easy thing to do because the people don't want to know the truth. And I said, "You're kidding. What the hell should I know about the truth?" But the voice said to me, "Don't worry about the truth. I will put the words in your mouth." And I said, "What is this, the burning bush? For God's sake, I'm not Moses." And the voice said to me, "And I'm not God. What has that got to do with it?" The voice said to me, "We're not talking about eternal truth or absolute truth or ultimate truth. We're talking about impermanent, transient human truth. I don't expect you people to be capable of truth, but God damn it, at least you're capable of self-preservation." And I said, "Why me?" The voice said, "Because you're on television, dummy."
Tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression.
Everybody's out of work, scared of losing their job. Dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. And there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe. Our food is unfit to eat.
sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living room. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crying in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Well, Andrea, Mike, well, how many stations
is this going to have?
I know it was illegal in Atlanta.
And they're going to take this anymore. Then we'll figure out what to do about the depression and the inflation and the oil crisis. But first, get up out of your chairs, open the window, stick your head out and yell, and say, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
What are you talking about? Okay. See, that's not something to solve. The more I read the papers, the less I comprehend. The war, the knowledge papers, and how it all will end. Nothing seems to be lasting, but that isn't our fear. We've got something coming. I mean, in the way we fear. It's another forgotten song. The great American folk song is a rag. A mental jag. Shatters you, touches you with a pure melodic strain. It's an urgent law refrain. Has been inoculated with an ultra syncopated rhythm, and rhythm is a happy, snappy, don't care, a rappy sort of, oh, I don't know what to call it, but it makes you think of Kingdom Come. You jazz it as it makes you hum. Countless singers say they despise it. Why, critics never eulogize it. See, it's a natural, irrational folk song. It's a masterstroke song. It's a rag.
Species which has been known to devour a full-sized buck antelope down to the skeleton in less than 15 minutes. An unfortunate small animal streaks past, the wild dogs in hot pursuit. The action is so rapid that Martin's unable to follow the chase with his lens. And takes in the situation, then joins the pack to get his share of the glory. Some others look about for more prey. They scan the area for a victim, for the warm flesh of a kill.
Who is Swine? Who is the fourth of the year? Janet, Smoke, Jay, Joe, Brown, Diego,
We continue our trek through the wild lands. The porters march with trunks and crates atop their heads, slowly covering the vast expanse of land which lies between us and our destination. We walk until fatigue sets in. Time for rest now. We pitch our tents in the wilderness, a land of great forests and towering mountains which rise high above our little camp, dwarfish by comparison. Suns out in all its blazing glory, but this member of the safari has an antidote for the oppressive heat, a cooling shower jungle style. A few holes above the water level of the vessel, a little jumping up and down, and she sprinkles herself with cooling comfort. Some candid shots, taken by the practical joker of the expedition, of old friend Martin Johnson preparing for another day in the wildlands. A domestic scene, even in the jungles, Osa's careful about her hairdo. A woman's a woman, any place on earth. Martin's busy too. His face is the object of attention. Oh, that man, as if I haven't enough to do all day long. Martin, why don't you put things where they belong?
There's a wind that I heard once in a lullaby. There's a wind way up high. I'm going to go to the hospital.
Reward film soundtrack radio show mostly please God. Thanks for listening tonight, tomorrow, and forever, ever, ever from Avant Ray, 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 Guard, Gussard, Guard, Feely.